Good morning, Ruth. Chrissy speaking.
Hi, Chrissy. I was just wondering if you guys treat rabbits at all.
We do see rabbits, yes. What was going on?
So last night she was jumping up to get treats, and she fell on her back.
Yeah.
And sort of scrambled around for a bit, and then she sort of got up, and then she stopped eating, and her nose was really runny, and she was having trouble breathing.
Okay.
It cleared up. I'm thinking it was like the stress from falling over.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys had any spaces today to bring her in.
We are fully booked up today because we've only got one vet on, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Okay. Whereabouts are you located?
We're in Clontarf.
Oh, okay, so you are quite close. Is she still eating, drinking, moving around? Normally,
yeah, after a bit, she started eating a bit. She's moving around still, but she's really old.
Yes,
I was just worried about her bones.
Yeah, is she quite lethargic, or is she...
Well, no, she seems fine, but it was just so scary.
Yeah,
because she, couldn't breathe properly.
Yeah, and so she seems quite normal today, and she just...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think it's fine?
I mean, it probably would be worth getting her checked out just to make sure if she is an older rabbit, if she has arthritis, things like that, she could be a bit painful. She could need some pain relief, something like that. Obviously, we've not seen her before. Has she been to any other vet previously for any issues?
Yeah, I usually take her to Green Floats, but it's just a bit too far.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Because my vet, we've only got one vet on and he's got a few emergencies.
Oh, no. That's
already.
Okay.
But I do have appointments tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, I do know there is the unusual pet vets at Chermside. Do you see rabbits now? They used to be the Brisbane Bird Vet.
Okay.
They will see rabbits. I don't know if they might have something available today. I know Maroomba Downs, I think, is fully booked up today. They do
fine.
See exotics as well. Chermside would be the next closest. Otherwise, they also have a clinic up at Budrum, but that's another 45 hour drive. I do have two appointments tomorrow afternoon. It's at 2:40 and sort of 4:00.
Yeah, that's okay. I can't do tomorrow, but it's not an emergency, so I think should be fine.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you wanted to try Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside, they might have something available today if you did want to get her looked at. I think if she's, otherwise sort of well in herself, probably just worth getting, her sort of a health check anyway, just to see, make sure that she's not sort of, because she's an older girl, just make sure that she's not sort of damaged anything, especially if she has arthritis and things like that. Keep an eye on, because I know with these guys, they can go downhill quite quickly with things like that. So as long as she's still eating normally, drinking, going to the toilet normally.
Yeah, she's doing everything normally.
Definitely if you want to try the guys at Chermside.
I'll give them a ring.
See if you can get in there today. But
awesome.
If she declines, and you can't get into those guys, we can always do an emergency. But usually it's sort of it's $240 for an emergency consult, and usually it's kind of a drop off. The vet will assess, so we'll keep her here for the day, and then so it's just sort of depends.
If she gets worse, I'll consider it.
Okay. No, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your help.
No worries. Just keep a close eye on her. See how
I will.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
That's all good. No worries. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.